Australian media companies are familiar with juggling the country's tough defamation laws, trying to avoid being sued. But today they're facing a new challenge: how to avoid being sued for defamatory comments that readers make on news stories that are published on social media, after a New South Wales court ruling today. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
Images of Northern Territory teenager Dylan Voller strapped to a chair in youth detention with a hood on his head shocked the world and sparked a royal commission. His lawyer Peter O'Brien has been arguing that Dylan Voller has been facing injustice online, with allegedly defamatory comments made about him on Facebook. The comments were made by members of the public on news stories posted by the Sydney Morning Herald, The Australian, The Centralian Advocate, Sky News Australia and The Bolt Report.
Well, obviously we're satisfied with the ruling. The court found that because media companies create Facebook pages and basically encourage and facilitate the making of comments that may well be defamatory, that they are responsible for the content therein.
Social media strategist Meg Coffey says the media is in a difficult position.
There's no way for them actually to stop the comments. Yes, they can put filters in. Yes, they can hide. There are things that they can do. But it's interesting. How can you be held liable for something that you can't 100% control?
What do you think this shows about the way traditional media who have been using social media to publish may or may not change how they publish news in the future?
I think it'll definitely change. I think that's going to make them take pause about what they put out there, especially with what the ruling's saying that, you know, they're inviting comments by publishing.
Dylan Voller's lawyer, Peter O'Brien, says media companies have the ability to moderate Facebook comments.
Their ability to do it is, of course, subject to their preparedness to pay for it, and that's the problem.
And why is it that you took legal action against the media companies rather than the social media platform Facebook?
Well, Facebook is an organisation that has its offices in the United States of America. So even if we were successful in getting judgment as against Facebook, it would be impossible to enforce judgment. Most importantly, of course, though, we felt that the newspaper was the appropriate publisher.
In a statement, News Corp Australia, Nine and the Australian News Channel said the appeal court has shown that Australian defamation law is completely out of step with the realities of publishing in the digital age and how Australians consume news and information. The media companies are now considering taking the appeal to the High Court. The president of the Australian Journalists Union, known as the MEAA, Marcus Strom, says the judgment is going to affect all newsrooms.
That's going to send chills through newsrooms. It's going to make newsrooms question whether they can resource the moderating of those Facebook comments. So it's going to create a difficult period for newsrooms and how they use Facebook.
A media law expert from the University of Western Australia, Michael Douglas, says the ruling will upset the press.
So it means that media companies either need to dedicate far more resources to content moderation, or they need to find some way to disseminate their content without defamatory comments being made in the process.
Digital disruption has seen hundreds of jobs go in the Australian media, so hiring more people to moderate Facebook comments is an unlikely prospect.
Felicity Ogilvie with that report.